The Bush administration has signed a free trade agreement with four Central American countries, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua. The Central American Free Trade Agreement, or CAFTA, has become a high priority since global trade talks collapsed and hemispheric trade talks bogged down. But even this smaller agreement faces an uncertain future. NPR's Kathleen Schock reports.
It was touch and go for a while. Costa Rica's delegation left the talks abruptly Tuesday because of an impasse over telecommunications and insurance. The other negotiators had to stay up all night to resolve a snag over textiles. But they did it. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Zoellick says he's pleased.
We've negotiated a top-quality, groundbreaking free trade agreement, an ambitious set of commitments covering all areas of the economy. More than 80% of America's consumer and industrial exports and more than half of America's current farm exports to Central America will become duty-free immediately once this agreement goes into effect following congressional passage.
The deal would also require the Central American countries to bolster protections for investors and intellectual property and open markets for almost all types of services. El Salvador's economic minister, Miguel Lacayo Arguello, says he welcomes this push to modernize.
This will mean a new future for our region. This is an agreement that will lock in the proper rules of the game, that will make our democracy sustainable, that will allow us not to take steps back.
But some critics call the deal lopsided and potentially harmful to Central America's poor, saying it could deny them access to affordable generic drugs and displace millions of peasant farmers. And U.S. labor unions say it could cost American jobs as well. Thea Lee of the AFL-CIO says it won't protect Central American workers' rights and could thus speed a race to the bottom.
The Central American governments, or any government that signs a similar trade agreement with the United States, could eliminate its labor laws entirely, could eliminate any limits on child labor, it could abolish trade unions.
For Congressman Sander Levin, a Democrat from Michigan, this is unacceptable.
This is where we draw the line.
The deal also faces opposition from another powerful lobby, American sugar growers. The U.S. tightly restricts sugar imports using tariffs and quotas. This agreement would eventually nearly double the amount of sugar Central America is allowed to export to the U.S., and U.S. growers say this and other similar deals in the future would destroy the domestic sugar industry. The Bush administration hopes this deal will pave the way for free trade pacts with Bolivia, Colombia, Ecuador, and Peru, and eventually one covering the whole hemisphere. But they acknowledge that getting CAFTA through Congress will be a very tough fight. Kathleen Schock, NPR News, Washington.